Distorted View Daily proudly presents the triumphant return of the God Warrior on Trading Spouses.
I just had this feeling, and it was like ringing through me. I cannot explain it. What stinks? Okay, guys, it stinks really bad. I don't know what it is. What did y'all put in there?
We didn't put anything in it.
Guys, this is like real.
It's just weird that she started like freaking out. There was no need for it.
Guys, what is it? I gotta do something.
She's throwing up.
What is it? What is it?
Freaks, it's Friday, June 11th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, torturing bunnies. Warning, you might hear a bunny screeching on today's DV. Fair warning. Plus, plugging up babies' assholes and grabbing testicles at the Home Depot. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timmy Boo Henson, this is the Distorted View Show back one more time as we end the week with the Big Friday podcast.
Ching, rap, shout out to distortedview.com. Timmy Boo representing you too. I don't know what the fuck you want me to say.
That's right. Ghetto black chicks love me.
Timmy Boo.
That's right.
What it do?
Timmy Boo. All right. I'm starting to embrace it. I don't mind when people call me Timmy Boo anymore. I have a great program for you. You know, we've talked about the Eat the Poo Poo guy. You know, he's that crazy little African man who is a pastor and a doctor. Doctor Pastor. They don't really even have hospitals in Africa, do they? Just like a rotting tree that they send the sick to sit under. It's next to a big dug-up hole where the whole village takes shits in or something. You sit under the healing tree and you wait to die. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about, but the reason why I bring up the Eat the Poo Poo guy, for those of you who may have not listened to the show in the past few weeks, this guy hates the gays and is speaking to his congregation or his village or whatever about the evils of homosexuality and the fact that, you know, gay people eat poop. They like to lick it like an ice cream cone. Anyways, I've got a new remix here for you. This has been run through the auto-tuner. Take a listen.
Thing they do is called anal leaking. A man's anus is leaked
like ice cream, like ice cream.
A man's anus is leaked
like ice cream. Like
ice cream,
like ice cream. A man's anus easy leaked. Like ice cream, like ice cream.
A man's anus easy leaked.
Like ice cream, like ice cream.
Even the poo-poo comes out
like ice cream,
and if they eat the poo-poo
like ice cream,
they have a sex practice called fisty. They insert their hand into the anus all the way. It is so painful, they have to take drugs, but they enjoy it. It is so painful, they have to take drugs, but they enjoy it. It is so painful, they have to take drugs. It is so painful, they have to take drugs. A man's anus is leaked
like ice cream.
All right, you get the idea. That's the Eat the Poo Poo auto-tune remix. You know, I was thinking about hanging out with celebrities if I ever got the chance to, and I think that one of the celebrities that I would get along great with, and you might be surprised by this, is Meredith Vieira from The Today Show. I actually think she's a pretty attractive woman. That's not why I want to hang out with her, though. I think she's one of us. Now, a while back on the show, I played a clip from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire when she was shamelessly flirting with a military dude who was a contestant.
Okay, Max, you are one handsome guy. Whoa. I don't normally like to fly, but I am changing my mind.
Yeah, apparently he's in the Air Force or something. Oh, just wait, it gets much worse.
For $100. In golf, scoring one stroke... You heard me right. Scoring one stroke...
Yes, emphasis on scoring and stroke.
...under par on a hole is called a what? Doggy, ducky, birdie, miracle. Scoring one stroke under par on a hole is called...
Yeah, my father is an avid golfer. If I got this wrong, he would kill me. It's birdie.
Yes.
Final answer.
Birdie.
I hear the little birdie. You're right. You got it.
For me, it's a miracle.
Okay, you are a miracle, Max. Going for 200. It's pathetic. It's just, I'm an old, horny woman, all right?
Yes, this actually aired. But still, that's not the worst of it.
For 200, the childhood prank known as a wet willy involves putting a wet finger in someone's what? Anywhere you want to put it, Max, all right. Ear?
There it is.
Wait a minute, no. This is a game. We're going for $200. Okay, the wet willy, you put it where?
Right, she's a dirty old woman. I like her. Now, on yesterday's Today Show, Meredith was interviewing a 13-year-old girl who is in a lot of trouble. I don't really know the specifics of the story, but basically it goes something like this. There was a young girl, and a guy who were text messaging back and forth. I guess the guy was sending some very threatening messages to her. They did not get along. He ended up finding her and beating her. Now, this 13-year-old girl who was on the Today Show is being charged with helping this guy find the girl that he later beat up. So here is Meredith Vieira talking to the 13-year-old girl, and then something slips out.
Can we go back to March 17th, that day that those text messages were exchanged between Josie and Wayne? You were in school with Josie. You heard about the text? You saw them?
I only saw two.
You saw two? Did you see the one where he threatened her to kill her?
No.
You did not. Which ones did you see?
All right, now, Meredith Vieira has to know what those messages... She's a reporter. She's a news person. She knows what this girl saw, right?
Which ones did you see?
The one where she calls him a rapist, and she calls him a cunt. I mean, he calls her a cunt.
Oh, wait. I love... Okay, there's a couple things I love here. Yes, the cunt word was broadcast on television live.
She calls him a rapist, and...
Right, she calls him a rapist.
She calls him a cunt.
And she calls him a cunt. But then she corrects herself.
I mean...
Not by saying, oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that on the air. No.
I mean, he calls her a cunt.
We just have to be careful with our language,
okay.
But that's all right, sweetheart.
I think Meredith was kind of coaxing that out of her. Earlier this week, we played a little bit from Alexis K. Tyler. Unfortunately, she hasn't been producing a lot of new content recently, so we went back and found some old Blog Talk Radio shows that she did. And Cheryl Murkowski found another one, and this one is great as well. Again, they're talking about toothless people for some reason. It does feature Alexis and her mother. Actually, I think I'm liking the mother more than Alexis these days.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to the show today. I wanted to, I got an email, and we'll be talking about this for a while and just healing. I got my mother on the phone.
We're going to be talking about this and healing. And the topic is toothless gum jobs. That's what we're going to be talking about in healing.
Be talking about this for a while and just healing. I got my mother on the phone. You there, 404? I'm here. I was telling you about the show we did yesterday where this girl called in and said she had three teeth pulled out her mouth and said that she told me she would, she didn't like it because three of her teeth were gone. And I told her she didn't have to worry about it because they said them women with teeth out in their mouth or they can pull their partial out are really good at performing oral sex. Men really follow them and run up behind them to pull their teeth out their mouth. And I was wondering, what do you know anything about it, or what's your opinion on, you think women can perform oral sex better? They ain't got no teeth in their mouth; they can pull their teeth out.
I love that Alexis wants to know her mom's opinion on this.
Well, you know, it's kind of strange how the imagination works, because I had dental surgery a couple of years ago, and I remember I said, "Where they gonna put my teeth at?" They have been out. What in the world I would have done in a situation like that? Somebody telling me that, and you know, she said that she got some hope. She probably won't get a denture right away, but she got some hope when they get well. That you know, she won't miss them too hard now.
So you ain't never heard that?
I ain't never heard that.
Yeah.
All I know is I can just see somebody that would don't have no teeth, period. Just biting down on somebody. I mean, you know, not biting, just kind of
gumming,
coming down on someone, and they feeling just gristle.
No.
Yeah, no. No, on the side, you know, like you did say, them ghetto dog with that bone.
Yeah.
Put it on the side of their mouth.
They get it down, see, that way they can crack the bone down to the gristle part.
And you know, that'd be them drugs.
What the fuck are they talking about? The gristle part?
And you know, that'd be them drug people, dog. That go behind them buildings.
I wish I had more black friends, because I need someone to translate this for me.
So it'd be dogs.
You know, stole a bone. You know, they be trying to cook barbecue. Some dog waiting around to steal a bone. And, you know, it'd be hot, and they ain't got all their teeth.
Leave it to a black person. They're talking about dentures, partials, missing teeth, and gum jobs, and somehow they bring it back to barbecue.
See, okay, now you just repeated what I said. Them dogs steal that bone off that grill around the grill, and they teeth be out. They have two or three teeth. They run around the building so they can get by themselves and focus and meditate on that bone.
Yeah, so nobody wants to say, give me that bone. They don't want them, the barbecue.
All right, I've just got to fast forward a little bit because I'm lost here. They're still talking about teeth. I think they're talking about partials in this next clip.
Yeah, they're slipping out. And then some of them, when they be talking, you looking at
they'll slip
them in their mouth.
Yeah, so you can see the teeth drop down.
Yeah, they like for it to jump up. They'll push it out.
That's a code.
Code.
They flip. They don't wear that aura gel in there.
And see, the men that don't have no teeth, they just, you know, just smack when they talking to you.
So smack and let them know what they'll take their teeth out and eat
them. All of them out. That all of them out.
So apparently guys that... Do girls find guys that have no teeth desirable?
So, you know what? That's I'm going to do a video on this. So you saying that men walk around with no teeth in their mouth and smack their mouth around certain women to let them know...
To certain women.
That they'll flip their teeth out.
They don't have them in there. They let them... They talk with that gum with the mouth... You know, can't get their word in their way out. Put the gun, you know, down, talking down, just bow.
Who want that?
Well, you know, they're letting you know that that's where it is. They'll tell you that where it's at.
So a lot of women like men to go down on them, too, that ain't got no
teeth? Got no teeth. Mm-hmm.
Ladies like toothless men to go down on them. You learn something new every day. Finally, before we get into the news today, I've got some retard audio. Retard prediction audio. The unsavories creep me out in general, and I don't like the thought of them knowing something that I don't know. Like, they have some sort of, like, their brain is so fucked up, right? Like, the normal part of the functioning brain that we humans use isn't working. It's all dented and shit in the retard's head. But maybe there's another part of the brain that's been activated, and they can tell the future or something. They just can't express it. It comes out in grunts and moans and drool and shit. But anyways, this retard seems to have a prediction. Something that's going to happen later this year. Take a listen.
Attention, citizens of California. Attention, citizens of Oregon. Attention, citizens of Washington. And attention, citizens of Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Earthquake warning has been issued for California. It's going to be 9.0 or greater magnitude. People in California, you have to be prepared for a major earthquake. It's going to occur in September 2010. The earthquake will be so powerful in California. It may destroy lots of houses.
I'm gonna swallow.
Make, destroy telephone poles. May destroy all kinds of transformers. And may knock all kinds of telephone poles over in California. People in California, be prepared. Have your medical kits ready. Have your
everything ready. Helpful hints here.
Have all the flashlight ready, cane poles and everything. Your earthquake will be so powerful in California. It may destroy everything.
Right. You guys remember this. Now when September rolls around, if there's an earthquake, we will all have to bow down to our window-licking overlords. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. It's Friday. It's payday for a lot of you. Why not part with just $5? That's it. Very inexpensive to sign up for Distorted View's member site. It's at superfreaksideshow.com. For $5 a month or $50 a year, which is like getting 2 months free, you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do bonus episodes, extended shows, weekend programs. Corey does a show for us called Bud Fudge Sunday. That is just fantastic. Video casts, all sorts of great stuff pops up on the Sideshow feed every week. So sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Be a part of one of the greatest collections or communities of freaks in the world. It'd be an exclusive club. Distorted Views, Super Freak Sideshow at superfreaksideshow.com. Ding! All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. For, do you remember about a year ago on the show, I thought it would be funny to play audio of a woman using her high heels to crush a rabbit. Well, I missed the mark on that one. I misjudged my audience. Apparently, you all are a bunch of pussies who can't handle it. And I got a lot of flack, if you will, for that. People calling me a monster. Horrible human being. As if I was the one stomping around in stilettos. I do stomp around in stilettos, just not on top of bunny rabbits. All right, the story comes from Massachusetts. Here's a real monster. You know what? Hold on a second, because every time I start thinking about this bunny crush audio, it infuriates me. It makes me angry at my listeners. And I'm going to say this again, because I've pulled up an episode of DV, specifically January 31st, 2009. That's when I first played this bunny crush audio. So I'm probably going to play a clip of it. You might want to fast forward, but listen. All right. I knew that a lot of people did not want to hear bunny crushing audio, bunny screaming, right? Listen to this part, all right? This is the very, before I even start talking about it. Although, this first audio clip I have for you today is going to make many of you wish I was still talking about my mobile phone provider. This one might be tough for some of our more sensitive listeners or animal lovers. You might want to fast forward a few minutes. Now, we have talked about crush videos. All right, now listen. Any fucking moron could see, like, I don't typically air disclaimers before I discuss something, so you knew this was going to be pretty heavy. But still, people, you know, want to listen. They're curious, you know what I mean? They're curious until they actually hear it, and then they're horrified, and then I'm the monster again, right? All right, I'm going to play 1 second of the bunny crush audio, and it's going to be plenty for all of you. Okay, that's all. That's all you need to hear. The bunny lived, I'm sure, through that. It was just, it hurt a little bit, and then someone brought it to the vet, and they fixed him right up. So it had a happy ending, right? If you'd like to believe that, please don't ever listen to the January 31st, 2009 episode of DV for any amount of time. All right, yeah, so let's get into the news story here, talking about a real monster. Police are searching for a man who broke into a Berkshire County construction Tuesday night, brutally mutilating and killing 5 pet rabbits at the Ashland Street business before setting off an alarm and fleeing on foot. Public Safety Commissioner E. John Morocco said the suspect, caught on video by the company's surveillance camera, seemed to fly into a rage after failing to break into a truck. Someone must pay! The rabbits! Immediately after not being able to get into the truck, he basically attacked 15 rabbits in coops over there. As a result, 5 animals are dead, 4 adults, and a baby. a $7,000 reward for information that leads to... I could be playing the Bunny Crush audio right now over this whole thing, but I'm not, because I am not the bad guy here. It's this man. He killed... He hurt 15 rabbits and killed 5 of them. All I did was play some audio of a woman stepping on a fucking rabbit. That's all of a sudden the crime of the century. All right, a $7,000 reward for information... I'm still very bitter over a year later about that. Yes, a $7,000 reward for information that leads to the arrest and conviction of the person responsible for mutilating the rabbits is being offered by the Massachusetts Society of Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Law Enforcement Division. That is a mouthful. It was brutal, said Sergeant Roy Sutton. I would call it a mutilation and a killing. In all my years, I've never seen anything like this. Someone's not a Distorted View listener. It was horrible. State police canine units were scouring the areas. Be funny if the dogs from the canine unit started eating the rabbits. Yes, hoping to pick up the suspect's scent while other officers were taking fingerprints at the crime scene. Check the rabbit's neck. I'm sure there's some fingerprints there. That's what he snapped in half, apparently. By the way, one more note about that Bunny Crush video. I love to keep bringing this up. The woman in it was found, and I believe she's behind bars now for that video that she posted. So there is sort of a happy ending there. Really trying to put a positive spin on this. The surveillance video shows the suspect beating the rabbits, ripping off their ears and tails with his bare hands, all gangry, and hanging one up by the neck with a chain. Quote, he keeps pacing back and forth on the video, trying the door of the truck 5 times. He flipped over the hutch, which takes 2 people to move, on his own. Ooh, he really did fly into a rage there. It looked like some rage fueled by adrenaline. This person needs to be caught, but putting him in jail isn't enough. He needs some kind of treatment. Sutton says the suspect faces felony charges of malicious destruction of the animal of another and cruelty to animals and could face up to 2.5 years in state prison and up to a $2,500 fine if convicted. He'd also face local charges of breaking and entering, wanton destruction of property over $250, and of course, intent to commit a crime. So there you go. Second story we have for you today, a man who left a 3-month-old child fighting for life after forcing a baby wipe into his asshole. All right, wait a second. The baby died because of a fucking baby wipe to the ass? Baby wipes are soft and supple and soothing to your bum. They're wipes specifically designed for babies. All right, a man who left a 3-month-old child fighting for life after forcing a baby wipe into his rectum to prevent a dirty diaper has been admonished. Graham MacArthur, 39, from South Lanarkshire or something, admitted endangering the boy's life in February of last year. But at the High Court, Judge Lord Turnbull described his actions as misguided intervention rather than an act of malice. Uh-huh. It's unclear if the injured child will make a full recovery. How forcefully did he shove this baby wipe up there? At an earlier hearing, the court heard how the incident occurred as MacArthur, who was looking after the child, changed his nappy. The wipe was deliberately put into the child's asshole in a bid to stop him from soiling his diaper. This guy is not totally off the mark here. I do the same thing when I have a runny nose, when I have a cold or something. I will jam a tissue, especially like if I have to sleep or something. I can't handle it dripping. I'll just breathe out of my mouth all night. It's fine. But I just roll up tissues and jam them up my nose. And, you know, don't have to worry about it, the drips. So I guess it's kind of along those same lines. It's unclear if the injured child will make a full recovery. The wipe was deliberately put into the child's body in a bid to stop him from soiling. The next day, in a bid to remove the wipe using his fingers, MacArthur caused significant internal injuries, including a perforated bowel. So I'm thinking it wasn't so much the baby wipe that caused the injury. It was when he jammed his big fat sausage fingers in the baby's asshole to fish out the baby wipe. I believe we have some audio of the toddler reacting to the finger entering his anus. Oh, no! yes. Oh, yes. I don't care. I made you listen to the Bunny Crush audio. You can stop listening to my podcast. I don't give a shit. All right. Toughen the fuck up. The name of the show is called Distorted View. Don't even think about emailing me to complain about it. Because every complaint I get, I'm just going to play the Bunny Crush audio again and again and again. Back to the story here. You know, time heals all wounds. It's been a year since we originally played the audio. We're all, you know, we're all past that now. All right, back to the story here. My idea. Yeah, he shouldn't have stuck a baby wipe in his asshole. He should have stuck a tampon with a string. That way he'd be able to just to pull it out. He wouldn't have to go fucking fishing in the little toddler's sweet rectum. When he was admitted, the baby was close to death and had to be resuscitated. He was then transferred to another hospital and underwent a 4.5-hour operation to repair his bowel. A consultant pediatrician was of the opinion that the pain for the baby would have been excruciating. I wonder what that would have sounded like. Yes, like a bunny being crushed to death. I'm going to keep playing it just to piss you all off. Lord Turnbull said that this was one of the most anxious cases ever to have appeared before him, and said that MacArthur was a distraught and flawed man. He added that his conduct was a result of a wholly misguided intervention rather than an act of malice. So there you go. And finally today, this is a short one from the Dallas, Texas area. A suspected shoplifter allegedly fought with a Home Depot security guard, twisting his testicles and pulling a knife. According to police, 30-year-old Robin Roberts stole several items from the store. What did she steal from the Home Depot? Although looking at her mugshot, she is a big girl. She could fit a few leaf blowers under her fupa. When she was stopped by a security guard, she tried to leave the location, and the Bridgeport resident attacked. She immediately pushed him with both hands in an attempt to flee from him, according to the police report. The suspect and the guard then fell to the floor and began tussling. During the fight, an unidentified man drove up to the store and also attacked the guard. Ooh, she called for reinforcements. That's when police said Roberts grabbed and twisted the guard's testicles. The injured man backed away from Roberts, who then pulled a pocket knife. The guard was able to disarm Roberts. However, the second suspect returned and tried to get the stolen merchandise from the guard. He was unsuccessful. The guard then cuffed Roberts, who continued struggling. Dallas Fire Rescue was then called to the scene to treat Roberts for an asthma attack. Roberts was arrested and was initially charged with aggravated robbery for the May 24th incident, but police have now downgraded the charge to robbery. It's not clear why. Roberts was being held Wednesday on a $20,000 bond. Police records show she has a criminal history that includes robbery and theft. So there you go. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, speak to me, please.
Hey, Timmy Boo, this is Powder in San Diego.
Hi, Powder.
I'm calling up to tell you another story, a happy one. I told you before about how I was going to be a sideshow member for my birthday,
yeah.
But then Walmart cut my wife's hours, so we couldn't afford it anymore. Even $5 a month we couldn't afford. So I got a check, or I got a little letter in the mail the other day from Home Depot. Evidently, there was some class action lawsuit against them, and my cut of it, because I was only there for a year, was $40. So I scraped together $10 more and became a sideshow member yesterday.
Good boy.
And I'm so happy. To give credit to one of my friends, who I won't name, who played
Home Depot news
shows for me one day while we were driving, and showed us, or showed me, how much more you love the sideshow members.
Of course.
How much more enthusiasm you have on the exclusive.
They're my favorite children. I'm excited to do shows for them.
Hey, Tim, it's Civil Distress, who apparently has the name of a serial killer or something. Anyway,
Oh my god, get to the point.
Like,
you've been calling in now for how many months, and you should know that I get very impatient with you.
$50.
Get to the point.
I'm not going to describe what it's for. So I'm going to be babysitting. So you're going to get some good audio, some mentally challenged little fuckers.
Oh, now I'm interested, see?
Running around asking me for a sandwich. when I...
This might be a good time to start our new bit where freaks call in and ask questions, and then we get retards to give them advice. Your retards could be the advice givers.
Hey, Tim. It's Rat Girl from Texas.
Hi, Rat Girl.
I just wanted to call and tell you how much I love the great moments in phone calls that you play.
Yes.
I'm going to have to record.
We've been doing those since the show began,
actually. I'm calling these customer service people one of these days because I've been rather artistic in some of my language when things keep going wrong over and over.
Record those calls for me, please.
The problem as they promised. So,
If you guys run across any funny, calls like that, email me. I'd love to play some new ones for you.
Timothy J. Hansen. Hello there, Jagoos. The Spiral Ham Fucker thing for you. This is the line deleted about, hey, Dan, fuck you. I think it's Rat Girl, Sex Task Tuesday.
Right, is that really the Spiral Ham Fucker? Doesn't sound like him. You don't sound stoned today.
Gotta see where I am, Timmy. It's so beautiful, man. If I was a young homosexual, I'd want you here with me, but I'll give you $5. Just entertain me.
That's good enough, I guess. I don't know what that was going on with that call.
Hey, Tim, it's Burgles. I'm just leaving a wedding reception, and for the first time,
long time listener.
10 years, I just cold asked a chick out. And of course she says no, so that fucking sucks. Mm-hmm. That's not the point while I'm calling. You know, while you're eating, they play, like, that bullshit Muzak, you know, background filler crap, you know, from the DJ booth or whatever.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, they played the shit dildo music that you have over that bed. And I was like,
yes, that is
potatoes across the table. It's fucking awesome. That's my story. Keep up the good work.
Yes, you can also find that song on Pure Moods, I believe.
God damn it.
I think it's called, like, Lily Was Here or something like that. Andy Dolphin.
God damn it, Tim, you no good cocksucker. I'll fucking kill you, motherfucker. You took my goddamn vodka. You fucking lying here, fucking little cocksucking
mouth. Shut up, little man.
Fucking son of a bitch.
Shut up, little man. Love Peter and Raymond.
Hey, Timmy, this is Dave from Florida, and I wanted to let you know that I was listening to the 0526 episode, and Dan from Texas mentioned how he hated juggalos. Just wanted to let him know that not all of them are douchetards like he thinks they are. There are a lot of them, but some of them are actually kind of smart.
I'm guessing you are one of the smart juggalos. Mm-hmm. Sure.
You, Timmy Boo, this is Colin from Vancouver. This is a message to that Eric from Pittsburgh guy about the call of arms for people to call in. Fuck you, I'll call in if I feel like it. Oh, wait a minute.
Well, he tricked you.
Timothy Clam Smasher Henson. Hey, recent reoccurring Sideshow member Mixmaster Moots here. I'm a teacher, so I can only listen to your shit for 3 months a year, or else I'll just sit out morbid fucking shit in class. But all year I've been talking.
So school's out now, so you can listen to the show.
The infamous Harpo Jarvey and feeding my students a bunch of bullshit. So I appreciate what you do. Wish I could support you more. Thanks a lot, Tim.
Listen, you do plenty for me.
Timmy
being a listener.
Boo, what it do?
Right.
Hey, Timmy, Naughty Nipples here. Is that all you got? Fucking test of patience. That's all you got? Tra-la-la. I mean, you've built it up for us too much in the past, our resistance. You know, rainbow bread.
Yes, rainbow bread, I think, is probably the best test of patience we've done. But the one that I played recently that you're referring to, I actually played a couple years ago, I think. Or at least a year or two ago. And I was just replaying it. So you've heard that one before.
Hi, Tim. It's ISO member KOP. I really need some 2009 shows. Can you help a freak out, maybe?
I will be posting some zipped archives of 2009 this weekend. I probably won't post all of the shows, but at least the first couple months, the first batch of them, first 4 months or so. All right, guys, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. The voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
They get it down so that way they can crack the bone down to the grill support.
Subscribe via iTunes. Spread the distortion. STD, baby. Tell all your friends about the show. If you guys are Sideshow Freaks, I've got more for you this weekend. Otherwise, thank you so much for a great week of programs. We'll see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody!
pussy.
That's right, baby. I'm such a fucking woman. I have three pussies on me. My mouth, my cunt, and my asshole.
That's right. I'm such a fucking woman.